Some of the countries that I'd really, really love to visit, I don't think I'm ever going to get the opportunity to. I would love to be able to visit Saudi Arabia, to be able to visit Mecca, the history behind that. But I don't think that's ever going to happen for many, many reasons. And the same with Syria. I'd love to be able to explore Syria, Damascus in particular, but I don't think that's ever going to be something I'm going to see in my lifetime. So South America is calling next year, if I'm honest. Peru.
Peru's beautiful. Yeah. I've actually talked with a couple of solo female travelers. And when you're starting to talk about Cairo, you're talking about Jordan, potentially Syria, and some of these other countries, what are you doing for safety? Like, how do you mitigate that? How do you personally handle all that?
Well, where I'm staying in Cairo, I'm renting a room with a lovely Egyptian lady and her mother. So I'm able to get some safety tips. I'm also quite prepared to be putting the brown hair dye on my hair. I've got a fake wedding ring I put on as well, my pretend husband, in case I'm ever approached.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Not making eye contact with groups of men and basically not being the friendly, open person that I would necessarily be in countries like Greece.
Right, right.